As almond trees around the state start to bloom, growers and PCAs are thinking about bloom sprays. UC Farm Advisor Franz Niederhoser says, of course, this is a very dry year, but in the chance we do get more rain, there is a general rule to keep in mind.
If it rains during bloom, the recommended approach is a pink bud spray followed by a full bloom spray during bloom. If bad weather continues, if rain continues, then something at petal fall may be in order, but certainly during a wet bloom, pink bud and a full bloom spray is recommended. If it's a dry bloom, as in no rain, a single spray is still recommended, whether that's just a little bit, 50% bloom to 100% bloom, that window is recommended.
He explains bloom sprays are important.
Disease is a significant problem in almonds. A fungal infection, any number of them, whether it's brown rot or gray mold, or also known as green fruit rot, anthracnose, those sort of things, a shot hole that can come in on almonds at a wet bloom, reduces yield and also creates cankers or can cause the disease to last on the plant and be a risk in future years. So it's just good for the current health of the crop and future health of the orchard. Protection against disease is recommended.
He says while there are some differences between almond crops around the state due to the different growing conditions,
the diseases are pretty much the same. We get, generally speaking, this year being different, but generally speaking, we get far more rainfall in the Sacramento Valley than they do in the San Joaquin Valley. And further south, in the very southern end of the San Joaquin Valley, some growers are even talking about eliminating bloom sprays because they feel they're just not wet enough to risk infection. For a disease infection to occur, you have to have the proper stage of the host plant, that is bloom, or bloom or later, depending upon the disease. You have to have the inoculum, the disease present, and you have to have the proper weather conditions to promote infection.
He says growers can consult the UC IPM guidelines or call their UC advisor if they have questions. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.